Thursday morning means we check in with Ivy Tech. And our good friend is the Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're good. New month, rabbit, rabbit. Lucky time here to get March started and raring to go. How is I was talking a little bit earlier about traffic issues. It seems like they are Indy's got pothole problems, and we've just got construction issues. How are things out your way? I know it's a little work is being done around the I-69 projects there. How is your commute getting that way from east to west?
Well, traditionally, I just go down 3rd Street, and I think a lot of people do. But now with Vernal Pike open, I got to remember to use the bypass. We have Vernal Pike is unbelievable. So we have a couple other options. And then I'm on a listserv about what's going on with I-69. So they update me, and then I share that with employees. You know, when they say, this exit's going to be closed for a little while, or they're going to, you know, put the 37 down to one lane or whatever, I forward that out to employees so everybody kind of knows so they can plan either to leave earlier to get to campus or to, try a different route. So we've been trying all those new routes. I can't say enough again about Vernal Pike. It's pretty cool. I can get downtown in 5 minutes.
Well, don't tell everybody. Hell, it'll be busy if
I know,
you do that.
Right? Never mind. Yeah, you didn't hear that.
Kidding.
I made it up.
We're just kidding. Thankfully, that was part of one of the reasons why that was put together was to alleviate some of the stress of everybody going the same direction from east to west. So it's great to hear it is doing its job on that. And, on this program as well, I try to remind folks if there's going to be, lane closures or blasting or, whatever else goes on with this. Yeah. Cross your fingers, August of 2018.
Yes, excited. We need it to happen.
I'm not going to hold my breath, but somebody will. Somebody will somewhere. Well, that's good to hear. Now, we know you had a very busy Sunday last Sunday
because we
talked to Pat McCafferty a couple weeks before that to get everybody ready. It was College Goal Sunday. Tell me what you saw.
Yeah, Pat is a fantastic. She's our director of financial aid, and she has been in the financial aid world for all of her career. Over 30 years, and she's fantastic and can explain financial aid to anyone on any level and just is amazing. And she managed to pull together our team to hold our College Goal Sunday event on campus, and it was a huge success on Sunday. They said they saw close to 70 people, and 36 of those might be students or maybe they're continuing students. Completed their financial application with us. We had students from Ivy Tech, from IU, and also some high school students. So it was a great success. And, those forms are daunting. They seem daunting, but once you get into them and start to complete them or just come to campus, and we've got wonderful staff that can help anyone. If you're going to IU, you're going to ISU, you're going to Ivy Tech, we want to help you with that because there's dollars out there that people don't take advantage of, and it's important to get that document completed.
Yeah, and if you're unsure, and we've stressed this as well over the last month, if you're unsure, go ask somebody like Pat McCafferty,
right,
who is sure,
totally,
and they can help you out because you don't want to leave any of that opportunity on the table, or you don't want to get into a situation, Jenny, which I think is just as important, where you say, I have to do this, I don't care what it costs, and you get the bill and you say, maybe I should have cared what this costs.
Yeah. Exactly.
And higher education, we know, isn't getting any cheaper as we move on. And that's part of the price of it because it's supply and demand. Everybody wants a little bit of it. And here we are on the first day of March. Where are we on your semester? We know we started a little bit later than everybody else. Are we at the first 8 weeks yet? Tell me where we are in the spring semester.
So we are almost at the halfway point. We're at week 7. And so we will end our first 8 weeks next week, and then we'll have our spring break. So we have the same spring break as everybody in Bloomington, Monroe County. So we've got IU, MCCSE, and Ivy Tech. We're all on the same spring break schedule. And then we'll start another whole set of eight-week classes. Those will start on March 19th. So that's immediately following spring break. And we have a lot of courses to offer, mostly general education. So like history and psychology and political science and English and math. So if you have a couple classes that you want to take or just get started, maybe you're a student at IU and you want to finish that degree quicker, come and see what we have to offer, and we'll help you. We're always enrolling for that second 8 weeks classes, and we'll enroll through that first week. So you still have a little bit of time, but come on out and let us help you now, and In the same time, we'll help you with your financial aid.
Well, that's a great part. You enroll, then you immediately get spring break.
Isn't that awesome? It's like, great. How did that happen?
Ta-da! Here we are.
Love it.
But we know as the school year rolls on and the spring semester gets going, everybody not looking to graduation just yet. We're waiting for spring break first. But you always have great stories about students making waves in a good way out there. Mm-hmm. Tell me the latest addition to the chapter of the book you're writing.
Great. You know, graduation is one of my favorite times of year, and I cannot believe it's already March 1st. Before you know it, we'll be choosing our student speaker and looking at all of our wonderful stories. And the one story I wanted to share with you today is a story about a student by the name of Travis Hudson, and Travis works for Syngoda Solutions. He works there full-time, and he's part of the Achieve Your Degree program, and that's that tuition reimbursement program that we work with the employers. So if you're an employer out there that wants to help one of your employees go back to school, talk to us. We'll help you with that. We help the student get through, all the different things, financial aid, and get them enrolled and all of that. But Travis is pursuing his degree in business. A part of that Achieve Your Degree with Syngoda. He was an IU student before. He just didn't finish started working as a process engineer, and he's been doing that for 10 years. And, you know, he kept telling himself, I got to go back to school. And then, boom, 10 years later, you know, now is the time, and he's pursuing this degree. And he will be ready to graduate. Travis will complete his associate degree by the fall of 2018. So December of 2018, he will have completed his degree. He's really excited, and he's also able to continue to work. Which is great. And so then he can continue on, maybe get his bachelor's degree somewhere beyond Ivy Tech, and will continue to be a great employee for Syngoda. It's awesome.
And that's the flexibility you provide. You can continue to go on with your job. You can continue your, like you mentioned, you could be at IU just taking another class or two at Ivy Tech to balance and add to it. That flexibility has to be one of the more attractive parts of what you guys are doing over there.
That's right.
Jenny Vaughn is our guest this morning. She is the chancellor at Ivy Tech. And as we know, April will be here. Every time we look ahead, it seems like you get a week and then some boom, big event. Then a week, then boom, another big event. Yeah. I didn't miss that, did I?
No, you have not missed it. In fact, it's at the end of April. It's April 26th.
But I miss getting a ticket, I bet.
I need to say, we only have a few tickets left. We're very close to selling out. It always sells out. So if you want to go see Michael Smirkanish on our campus, call us right away and we'll get you hooked up with some tickets. It's always a great event, always a good time. And, many people go, I just didn't get my ticket in time. And so if you want to go, let us know. I want to tell you about another event. It's actually today. It's tonight from 4 to 6. It's on our campus. It's open to the public, and it is called the Taste of the World 2018.
Wait, this is a food thing? Hold on, let me get my pen.
Free food.
Oh, where's Keith? That's too bad, Keith. Too bad you're not here.
We checked his calendar to make sure he wasn't here, and then we're like, oh, good, okay. Then, Keith likes the samples.
We all
but
do.
Now
I will get Keith's samples. This is working out even better.
Oh, yeah. Double. So it'll be a lot of international food, a lot of live world music and performers from countries associated with Ivy Tech students. We've got a lot of international students and our staff and our faculty. So completely free, totally awesome. Our Global Studies Committee that is chaired by Nezha Ratsong has organized this entire event. And this is the second annual, and we're excited tonight. So come on out.
Free. Bring your appetite. Free. That's all we're asking. That's it. You have big weekend plans here? Or are you getting ready for spring break? What does March have involved for the chancellor?
Well, this weekend, I'm actually going to Terre Haute with a group of students. I'm the statewide Phi Theta Kappa, which is our honor society.
Yes, you'll have to explain to me what that is. Yes, take your time.
Yes. I have to sit down, highlight everything. So I'm going with that group of students, the statewide team, the statewide chapters at every campus. So So statewide Phi Theta Kappa students are going to a conference, and I'm going to be there with them Friday night, and most of Saturday. So that's always fun. And then the next week will be, it'll be a blur, and then it'll be spring break.
Woohoo! All right. Big party. So we'll get caught up with you next Thursday, then before we start on that, the first weekend of spring break, then you have a whole week off, and then they have the next weekend of spring. Isn't it great? The spring is great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
People wonder why March flies by. Well, there's why. Half of it's on vacation. That's the good news.
That's right.
Hey, stay dry. Thank you. Thanks for the Vernal Park update, too. That's awesome. Great to hear.
Yeah, the
first rule about Fight Club, don't talk about Fight Club. So that's
right.
Thanks for your time.
No Vernal Park. Don't go that way.
Go that way at all. Thanks, Chancellor. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody.